96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Superwoman, it's more than just a hit song from back in the day. It is a very real situation for a lot of women, you know, doing it all, being all for family, friends, the job, and everything else. A lot of women out there may brag about it. A lot of them may own it. But my guest tonight says it is not a good thing. Dr. C. Nicole Swiner is a medical doctor and author of the book, How to Avoid the Superwoman Complex. Is this you? Lines are open. Give me a call. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Swiner, where's your cape?
I cut it off.
You cut it off, but you did have a cape at one point.
At one point I did.
Okay, well, we're being authentic.
That's right.
We're being very, very honest. Define superwoman for me.
So superwoman is exactly what you mentioned. It's trying to be everything to all people perfectly. But the problem is we end up forgetting about ourselves in that definition. So it's trying to be soccer mom, CEO, PTA president, et cetera, mom, wife, daughter, et cetera.
Medical doctor.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then forgetting about taking care of yourself in the end and ending up with medical consequences.
Is that a natural situation, though? Because I would imagine that for a lot of women, particularly those that are mothers and wives, working mm-hmm. mothers and wives, what other choice do they have other than to be superwomen?
Correct. I think it's nature versus nurture, and it depends on who you ask. You know, we were either conditioned to be that way because we saw mommy and grandmommy do it without a problem, seemingly, and they did what they had to do. Or some of us were raised by single mothers where there was no other support, and so if she didn't do it, who would? That, and I think society kind of conditions us to say, okay, well, women want to be in the workforce and you want to be treated equally, so you have to be even better. Mm-hmm. And you have to perform as well as a man does in the workforce, but then go home and do everything there too. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Is this you? Are you a superwoman, whether you have a cape or not? Give us a call. I want to hear what your superwoman story is. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, you have authored the book, How to Avoid the Superwoman Complex. We've defined superwoman. What's the difference between being a superwoman and superwoman complex? Are they one and the same?
About one and the same. So, you know, we get stuck in that. And there are times in life where you just have to do what you have to do. So there are times where we have to grind. We have to put our heads down and work hard. But the complex is when you can't get out of it. It's hard to stop. You know that your body is telling you to slow down. You know that your blood pressure is rising. You know that your weight is changing. You know you can't sleep at night, but you're stuck. You can't find a way out. So that's when the complex comes into the forefront, and you have to deal with it, or it literally can kill you.
Now, you're going to be here on campus tomorrow talking about these issues at the Howard University bookstore, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what time are you going to be doing that?
From 5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
So Howard University Bookstore right there on Georgia Avenue, right here on campus. But you're going to take it easy. You're going to take it slow because you're going to sign books and you're going to do it, with the slow superwoman thing.
Yes, and we're going to eat ice cream, too, which is nice.
We need to talk about that, too. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to go to the phone lines because I want to hear from those superwomen. We need to talk about kryptonite, too. What is the kryptonite for superwomen? How do they get out of the complex? You know, and how do you know if you're a superwoman? You know, what are the signs that it's bad for your health? Tanya, Dana, we're going to talk to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you a superwoman? Are you the Ms. Do-It-All, Be-All for everyone and everything? Well, Dr. C. Nicole Swiner is a medical doctor and author of the book, How to Avoid the Superwoman Complex. She's going to be at the Howard University Bookstore 5 to 7 tomorrow evening. She's going to be talking about this issue, and the books will be there as well. So certainly if you want to check her out, you know, come on down to the bookstore and talk to her. Very, very pleasant lady, no longer wearing the Superwoman cape, and she can help you get rid of yours as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dana, quickly, calling from Northeast, you say you're a superwoman. Why do you say that?
Hi. Well, I say I'm a superwoman because, well, for one, just a few months ago, I had my first son. So he's about 9 months old. I am a working mother. I work from home. And people think, you know, oh, you work from home, you don't do much. It's actually a lot harder. When you work from home, my son is there with me all the time. So I feel like I have to wear multiple hats. I have to, you know, be a good employee. I have to make sure the house is clean, and I have to make sure I'm being a good mother to my son. And then when daddy comes home, I have to feel like I have to make sure he has a hot plate on the table when he comes in. So I feel like I wear a lot of hats, and I'm always trying to make sure everything is done. And it's true about forgetting yourself, because I do feel like sometimes I put myself on the back burner doing that.
But well, let me see what Dr. Swiner has to say about that. Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Swiner.
Yep, as you were talking, I was just nodding my head. Yep. So I think probably the most important part for you, particularly being a new mom, is make sure you're getting your rest. So even though you're working from home, you have baby there, which is a 24-hour, you know, 24/7, 365 day kind of a job. Make sure that, you know, when baby goes to sleep, you go to sleep. So that even though you're wearing all your hats and having to do this and take care of everyone, that you're getting good rest so that you're not irritable, not, you know, unhappy when daddy does get home, and you can be pleasant. The other important thing is having a good supportive partner. So, you know, sit down with your husband. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, sit down and have a real talk about it and say, look, sometimes we may need to switch it up, share responsibilities, and hopefully that'll help.
Okay. Well, Dana, again, congratulations on, you know, the new blessing in your life, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Tanya, quickly, calling from Waldorf, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I want to say good evening to your panelists, to your guest speaker. I am recently become a caregiver, and I work full-time. I, too, work from home on occasion. But, you know, being a caregiver and having a full-time job and trying to, you know, manage the home, it does become very, very overwhelming. So becoming a superwoman is not by choice, but, you know, not having the options to, you know, sit down and take a rest when there's a long list, litany of things that need to get addressed, whether it's cooking meal, you know, for the parents, and so forth and so on. So my
Tanya, hold on, and don't hang up, because I've got to take a break. You will be able to hear the rest of the program, because I want you to have an opportunity to ask your question. Marie in Northwest, Chantel in Brandywine, please do not hang up. You will be able to talk to the doc. She's here. She's going to talk about all of these issues. And if you have another question, 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in tonight for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this discussion on being a superwoman in just a few seconds. Stay with us.